This is Only a Game. I'm Bill Littlefield. The four remaining NHL teams just happened to be the last four Stanley Cup champions. The only other time that happened was in 1945. In the Western Conference Finals, the LA Kings will defend their title against the 2010 winners, the Chicago Blackhawks, and in the East, Pittsburgh is paired with Boston. As Only a Game's Doug Tribou reports, the teams have some history. Just ask Jaromir Jagr.
In 1991, the Penguins beat the Boston Bruins in the Wales Conference Championship on their way to Pittsburgh's first Stanley Cup title. Cam Neely played in that series. Today, he's the Bruins team president. So did Mario Lemieux. Today, he's co-owner of the Penguins. A 19-year-old rookie named Jaromir Jagr played in that series, too. Today, he's still a player. But this time around, the forward is a Bruin, and he's 41. His teammate, Boston rookie Matt Bartkowski, grew up in Pittsburgh. He's 24.
It's awesome because I looked up to him when I played. I mean, I didn't really try and model my game after him because I'm a defenseman and he's unbelievable. But it is pretty cool to be able to play with him now.
Yeah, I liked him, you know, when I was younger. He was probably one of the first players that was on my wall.
Nicole Emo is a lifelong Bruins fan, but she still remembers her poster of Jagr in a Penguins uniform. On Wednesday, Emo came to watch Boston practice in Wilmington, Massachusetts. She says Jagr the Bruin is a different player.
He's definitely a little bit slower. I think he has a hard time kind of keeping up with the rest of the guys.
Boston acquired Jagr from Dallas in early April. After his first practice with the team, in a video recorded by the Boston Globe, he explained how he can help the Bruins' younger players like Bartkowski and fellow rookie Torrey Krug.
No matter how old you are, you can always learn. And if somebody thinks he knows everything when he's 25, he's lying to himself or he's dumb. So, you know, you can always learn. And I'm here to teach the guys and tell them what I have to go through and, you know, making their hockey life easier.
Of course, Boston didn't want Jagr for his tutoring. In the first round of the playoffs, the former NHL MVP tallied 0 goals and 4 assists. Expectations for the aging star aren't exactly running high in Boston, but it's a different story for Sid the Kid in Pittsburgh.
What the Penguin fans expect from Sidney Crosby is 2 game-winning goals per game.
Gene Collier is a columnist for the Pittsburgh Post-Gazette, where he's worked for 30 years. Collier says even though the Lemieux-Jagr era produced 2 Stanley Cups, Crosby's tenure has Penguins fans flying even higher.
So I think just Sid has more fans and more multi-generational fans and more intense fans.
And Crosby has more than a little help. Pittsburgh center Evgeny Malkin was the 2012 league MVP. The pair guided the Penguins to the Cup in 2009. Malkin's led the league in points twice, but just about everyone agrees Crosby is tops in the NHL, even the guys in the Boston locker room. Bruins forward Brad Marchand.
Yeah, it's exciting. You know, we're going to be up against the best player in the world, and they've been playing very well all year, and we got a big job ahead of us.
It's easy for former Stanley Cup winners to sound relaxed before a big series. Goalie Tim Thomas is gone, but the Bruins' core from their 2011 title run is mostly intact. And that group remembers when Pittsburgh's Matt Cook delivered a blindside hit to Boston's Mark Savard in 2010. Savard missed 2 months with a concussion, and after another concussion the following year, hasn't played since. Cook is still with the Penguins. Marchand says the Bruins have moved on.
It's completely different season. We're not worried about that at all anymore. It's a long time ago, so I mean, there's much bigger things at stake right now than that hit. It's not even in our minds right now.
But Marchand looks as though he's thinking more than he's saying, or it could just be that bad blood between good teams is par for the rink. Those early 90s squads shared their own ugly moments, but in an odd twist, 8 players from the 91 Penguins would later play for Boston. But that, with all due respect to the 41-year-old who's presumably the last crossover, is ancient history. Gene Collier is among those looking forward to the new Bruins-Penguins chapter.
There are more good players coming over the boards on both these teams than I've seen in a long time. So I'm really looking forward to it, just the overall urgency and competitiveness of it. It'll be exciting to see both these teams on the ice.
And here are a couple of things you can count on. The team that advances to the Stanley Cup Finals will be wearing black and gold, and there will be some new trivia questions. They'll all have the same answer, Jaromir Jagr. For Only a Game, I'm Doug Tribou.